I know we looked at the three games that they played. Nobody probably expected maybe 4 points at most. But we getting seven was a huge result. And then you look at our next three games coming up with COVID at home, Wexford away and Athlone at home. People would say that's possible 9 points, and maybe we should be looking for 9 points. But football doesn't work that way, you know. And obviously, with a few injuries they have at the minute, they could be up against it. But at the same time, I'd be expecting Harps. They won the game tomorrow night, and obviously won the game against Athlone at home in a couple of weeks, and take hopefully 4 points from the Wexford game as well.
Yeah, at times this year, Harps have been written off in certain fixtures. Has it surprised you how they have played in those matches where they've taken more out of that? Probably some people thought that they didn't deserve to get something out of.
It's been very stop start from the beginning of the season. We all know about the games that have been called off with Weller, and then Drogheda floodlights, and it just seemed there was no momentum at all. The Galway game at home was the first time I've seen the team actually starting to kind of kick into gear and believe. It looked like a proper performance from even if they didn't get that 91st or 92nd minute winner, I'd have still been happy with the performance, because it was just a complete performance. It was the first time I've seen it this year, especially at home. So sometimes things outside your control sometimes can stop the momentum. But I feel Harps are on a wee bit of momentum at the minute, and I definitely feel cover there for the taking on Friday night.
These younger players have certainly responded to Ollie Horgan, so they have, because Harps have been missing a bit of experience in recent weeks, and now with Keith Cowan on the injured list as well, they're missing another key element, so they are. But they're stepping up to the plate, so they are, Kevin.
Yeah, that's what happens. Sometimes it's that case of sink or swim, and some of the young boys have definitely stepped up, and it was great to see young Niall McGinley get on and play. We know all about him and behind the scenes, and it's great to see him getting on, and I've no doubt with games and time, like the Hammond and other players, you've young Guy Olsen was on the bench as well, and then you've obviously Gareth Doherty and BJ coming through. So like there is a lot of good young players there, and hopefully it can be sometimes a blessing in disguise when you do have injuries, and some of the senior players might have to sit and watch it, that these boys can step up to the plate and take their chance when given now, you know.